This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for December 7th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, the Bret Michaels Party Gras 2023 Nothing But a Good Vibe Music Festival, featuring Bret Michaels from Poison, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, Mark McGrath, Steve O'Gary, formerly of Journey, and more special guests giving you all the killer hits and no filler. The tour rolls into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Friday night, July 21st. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. And another show going on sale tomorrow, Bush with Candlebox at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on February 14th. This is an all-ages show, and tickets go on sale via Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Spencer Eldon, the little baby on the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album, has appealed a September dismissal of his child pornography lawsuit against Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, Courtney Love, and the Universal Music Group, and also photographer Kurt Weddle, who photographed Spencer Eldon as a four-month-old while he was naked swimming in a pool. Eldon first filed the lawsuit stemming from the Nevermind cover in August of 2021, claiming that Nirvana had engaged in, quote, sex trafficking ventures by distributing the photo and were intending to, quote, trigger a visceral sexual response from the viewer. The defendants successfully filed a motion to dismiss the suit the following December. According to an article in Spin magazine, Eldon's attorneys made a new filing with California's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, claiming the presiding judge ruled in error that a statute of limitation applies to the case because Eldon is suffering, quote, ongoing harm from the photo. BMG has announced the acquisition of rights to the catalog of Peter Frampton. The deal includes Frampton's publishing interests, songwriter, recording artists, and sideman revenue streams, and neighboring rights spanning his entire musical career, from the late 60s work with The Herd to 70s supergroup Humble Pie, through his ascent to superstar status as a solo artist, including his hits Show Me the Way, Baby I Love Your Way, Do You Feel Like We Do, I'm In You, and Can't Stand No More, among others. Guitar virtuoso Steve Vai and former Dream Theater drummer Mike Portnoy will induct Twisted Sister and the classic lineup into the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame. The 6th annual charity gala is set to take place January 26th at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, California. Portnoy and Vai will share stories of how Twisted Sister influenced them in the early days of the music scene. Metallica have released a new lyric video for their single Lux Aeterna, the first single from their upcoming new album, 72 Seasons. The band released 7 new lyric videos. The videos are translated into Spanish, German, Japanese, and Portuguese, as well as being available in English. You can check out all of the lyric videos online. Iron Maiden singer Bruce Dickinson will take part in a performance of John Lord's Concerto for Group and Orchestra. He'll be performing on nearly a dozen dates in March and April of 2023. The concerts will be performed by a symphony orchestra consisting of more than 80 instrumentalists, conducted by Paul Mann, a close friend of John's, and assembled especially for the occasion. The Beatles have released a new music video for their 1966 song Here, There, and Everywhere. The colorfully animated video that you can watch online depicts the Beatles as they head from the studio to the stage and includes some artistic renderings of scenes from A Hard Day's Night and Help. The new video follows the release of the Revolver box set, which includes more than 24 early takes, 3 home demos, and a newly remixed version of the album sourced from the original 4-track master tapes created by Gil Martin, the son of the original producer, George Martin. And Cold are once again celebrating the 20th anniversary of their album, Year of the Spider. A massive U.S. tour has been announced that kicks off on March 17th in Syracuse and wraps up in Cleveland on May 29th. It features a bunch of dates in New England, including in Cambridge, Massachusetts at Sonya Live on March 22nd, in Norwalk, Connecticut on March 24th, and in Providence, Rhode Island on March 26th. Tickets for the entire tour go on sale tomorrow, December 9th. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 131, featuring Arrow DeWild from Starcrawler, is available now. And make sure you check out this week's bonus episode featuring Bret Michaels from Poison.